gang. Oh, Joey's cooking. Let me take a million to one shot. I don't know, just off the top of my head. Meatloaf? No.
For a little change of pace, I thought I'd come up with something different. So, for your dining enjoyment, I give you meat muffins.
And I give you the menu to Wing Ho's. Let's call them now.
I'm starved. What's for dinner? Guys, you've been following me all day. Not because we like you. I like you too. But why don't we take a little break from all this liking and eat dinner?
Well, actually, dinner's gonna be late thanks to the Pillsbury meat boy.
Let's play more of this, Sal. Okay, how about hide and seek? You guys hide and I'll count. To a million.
A little cranky there, sis.
You know what it's like having little kids bugging you all day long?
I guess you don't remember where you got that count to a million trick. Getting dressed. She's not ready yet? It's our first frat party with college guys. I've looked like this since noon. Well, it's nighttime now. The darkness can only help.
Boy, Danny, in college, our frat parties were a blast, especially when all those high school girls used to show up. They believed everything we said.
Yeah, we had some good times, Mr. Fourth Man on the Moon.
You did pretty well yourself, Mr.
I created Love Boat Girls.
You guys lied to those girls?
Well, yeah. It's not something we're proud of, but you know, when a kid is young and he wants to impress a girl, he'll say just about anything to... I better go talk to DJ. Excuse me.
DJ, I am so nervous about this party. Pit check. One, two. Dry as a bone. I better be. That's the name of my deodorant. Kimmy, let's just try and relax and have fun tonight, okay? So what if they're in college and we're still in high school? I mean, there's no difference between you and those guys. Except about 600 points on your SATs.
Deej, honey, about that frat party tonight, I want you to know that I think you're a totally responsible, intelligent young woman, okay? And I trust you completely. So please, if you would, just accept this fatherly advice in the spirit in which I'm giving it to you, okay? No matter what anybody may tell you tonight, the guy who created Love Boat will not be there.
I win again.
So you got lucky.
Even Comet beat you.
Oh. Well, Comet's a big hairy cheater. Okay, boys, there she is. There's your favorite cousin.
Oh, no, I've been playing with them all day.
There you go. Go play. Go play.
You wrecked it! You guys are driving me crazy. Just leave me alone. Michelle's mean. I am not mean. You've just been bugging me. We don't like you anymore.
Boys, you don't mean that.
Oh, great. Now they hate me.
Oh, they don't hate you, Michelle.
Michelle, don't worry. I mean, they're just kids, you know? I mean, they say something, and they forget about it a minute later.
We hate Michelle! Woohoo! I can fly!
Kimmy, why couldn't you have drunk light beer?
DJ, I just want you to know that I plan on being the same person I was before I developed superpowers. What's going on in here? Oh, great! It's the creature from the Blonde Lagoon.
Kimmy's not feeling very well.
I feel fine.
Wait a minute. I learned about this in health class. She has all the symptoms. Disorientation, dilated pupils, lack of balance. Kimmy ate tainted pork. Except she did not eat tainted pork. She's drunk.
No.
We gotta tell Dad.
No, we can't. Well, Kimmy's not exactly his favorite person. If he finds out, she'll never be allowed back in the house.
Again, I say, we gotta tell Dad.
DJ.
Yeah, one sec, Dad. Oh.
Woohoo! Hey. Look, Kimmy, we're gonna play a little game, okay? Whoever can say the quietest gets to lip wrestle with the captain of the football team.
Play ball.
Come in.
You're home early. How was the party?
Oh, it was great. It was really good. We just didn't want to burn out on fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. That isn't the guy who created Love Boat under there, is it?
No, actually, it's Kimmy. She had a really big fight with her parents, so I just told her she could sleep at our house.
Why couldn't she just have a really big fight with us and sleep at her own house?
That's something to think about. You know, I'm really tired. All that frat fun. I'll just see you guys in the morning.
All right. Sleep tight, sweetie.
Okay.
Hey! This party's too dark!
Kimmy, the party's over. You got us kicked out. Just go to sleep, okay?
You can't tell me what to do.
Look, Kimmy, I'm trying to be a good friend, okay? But you're making this really hard.
Well, let me make it easy for you. I'm out of here.
DJ, what am I gonna do? Nikki and Alex still hate me. DJ? My, what a bony butt you have.
I don't want to go to school. Mom, you shrunk.
Whoa.
Well, you're finally up.
Next time Dragon Breath sleeps in your bed, I want to be notified.
Rise and shine. It's a beautiful morning. Oh, somebody turned down the sun.
Have a pleasant night.
Oh, it was awful. I had this horrible dream. I was driving a white porcelain bus.
That's just because you spent the night with your head in the toilet throwing up.
Oh, no wonder every time I hit the turn signal, I heard a flush.
Do you have any memory of what happened last night?
Yes, I do. You ruined the best night of my life.
I ruined your night? Who do you think was holding your hair while you were driving that bus?
Who let you sleep in their bed while they slept on a chair? Who called your parents and covered for you?
You're just jealous because I was the life of the party.
You are so off.
Oh, please. I remember everything. The party was just getting hot. You were sitting on reject row. Kitty, where have you been? You promised you wouldn't leave me alone.
I've been on the veranda having cocktails with these incredibly engaging young men.
I hate this party. None of the cool guys have talked to me.
Oh, contraire. I find the guests quite obliging.
Oh, Kimmy, would you honor us with a poem?
If you insist. This is one of my favorites. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Kimmy, I've never seen you so clever and witty, not to mention coordinated. And I hate it. We're going home and I'm driving. I'm tired of taking a back seat to you.
No, don't take her from us. She's a national treasure. The party will die without her grace and charm.
Then let it die.
And that's how you ruined my night.
Hello, newsflash. I saved your scrawny neck last night.
You embarrassed my scrawny neck last night. I think it's time we went our separate ways.
Oh, that's the first coherent thing you've said all day.
Good, we agree. This friendship is over.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Kimmy, this is my room.
You are so possessive.
Joey, it doesn't smell like French toast.
Steph, I am determined to come up with a tasty meal for this family. Now, I only know two things for certain in this world. People love pastry. People love fish. Thus, I submit for your approval, flounder tarts.
Approval denied.
Uncle Jesse, when are you going to talk to Nikki and Alex? They're still mad at me.
Don't worry about it, Shorty. Your Uncle Jesse has it all taken care of.
Joey, two questions. Can you help me? And what did I just put in my mouth?
Yes, and flounder tart. Oh, brother. Should have got all the bones out of this one.
Give me that. Give me that.
There you go. Jess, the boys are here.
Hey, boys, sit down, sit down.
Honey, you know, I still think that we should let the kids work this out for themselves.
Becky, okay. Sweetheart, 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 if kids could work things out by themselves, then they wouldn't need parents. Now, I'm going to teach them something called forgiveness. Sit back and watch the master.
Yes, master. I'll be over there in my bottle if you need me.
All right, Jeannie, all right, Jeannie. All right, gentlemen. Now, when you're dealing with your cousins or your friends, there's a very important thing I like to call forgiveness. All right, can you guys say that with me? Say forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Heck of a try. Good. I see it's a little fuzzy, so I'll show you what I'm talking about. Joseph, can you help me out over here? I need a little hand.
Absolutely.
Okay, now... Say I was to put, I don't know, one of Joey's, very delicious flounder tarts in his pocket here, like so. Watch. See, just put it in the pocket, and I give it a nice, what's the word I'm looking for? Whack. Like so. I know that my dear pal Joey would forgive me, right, Joe?
Yes, I forgive you.
Thank you. You see how that works, boys? I do a thing, he forgives. It works very nice. Now, boys, can you find in your heart to forgive Michelle over there?
No.
No. OK, Okay, well, I see this concept may need another example.
Oh, well, permit me, Daddy. Now, boys, if I were to take some of this leftover fish goo...
Well...
And put some of it in my hand and just kind of goop it on Daddy's face, like so, I know that he would forgive me.
I'm gonna... Forgive you. I forgive you. I do forgive you. Yeah, well, let's keep going with this thing, shall we? Now, boys, pay attention. If I were to say, take this whole pitcher of flounder goo, and then I was to say, pour it down Joey's shirt. Joseph, can you help me? My hands are a little dirty. Like this. I know that my buddy Joey would forgive me, right, Joe?
Oh, I forgive you, Jess. But boys... Just so there's not a shadow of a doubt on this whole forgiveness concept, suppose I were to take this egg beater and crank it up to frappe and just stand behind your dad.
Now, boys, before this fish fry goes any further, can you please tell your cousin Michelle that you forgive her?
He can't.
Why not?
We don't know what forgive means. Guys, forgiveness means you know I'm sorry for what I did and you'll give me another chance because we love each other. Oh! I forgive you.
Now, who knew the kids could work this out all by themselves? Oh, that's right. I did.
Hey, Deej, we're all going out to breakfast. The kitchen smells like SeaWorld. You can bring Kimmy along if you'd like.
I wouldn't invite Kimmy to any place where humans gather.
Oh, so I take it you two had a little argument?
Little in the sense that we're never talking again. The truth is, Kimmy slept here last night because she got drunk at that party and couldn't go home.
I hope you weren't drinking, too.
No, Dad, don't worry. I wasn't drinking. And I drove home after I fought her for the keys.
Oh, man. It's a good thing you were there. Why didn't you tell me about this last night?
I should have, but I was afraid you wouldn't let me see her again. But that's just fine with me.
Well, Deej, I know I say a lot of things about Kimmy being an annoying, obnoxious nuisance, and I mean every one of them. But she's still your best friend. If somebody makes a wrong choice, I don't think you can just walk away from them and ignore them.
Yeah, well, I really don't want to spend the rest of my life with Kimmy draped over my shoulder. She's just not the kind of person I want to hang out with.
Yeah, but you're the kind of person she needs. Especially now, don't you think?
I thought you'd have made it home by now.
I'm pacing myself. My objective is the fence by nightfall.
Kimmy, you're so hungover.
Oh, stop screaming. I don't need to hear any more lectures from you.
Well, what you need to hear is exactly what happened at that party last night.
I was actually having a good time. I was talking to these two nice guys. You were off somewhere getting drunk. Showtime!
Yeah. Kimmy, don't do this.
Out of my way, Little Miss Perfect. All right. Attention, ladies and gentle dudes. I would like to recite a little poem entitled Gas. Thank you.
lost that one myself. And now for my encore. Hey, snacks.
Hey, I want you to get your friend out of here now.
Oh, sure, she's boring. That's no reason to kick her out of the party.
We already kicked out the guys who brought the beer. If we get caught, we could lose our charter.
I'm sorry, we're leaving. Kimmy, give me the keys.
I think not. If you're making me leave, at least I can just drive home.
Kimmy, you're in no condition to drive home.
But if I walk, I might fall and hurt myself.
Let's go.
Told you so.
And that's what really happened.
You just can't admit you were jealous of me. You had to embarrass me and take my car keys like I'm some kind of child.
Kimmy, you could barely walk.
It's my life. What do you care?
I'm sorry, I do care. My mom died because of a drunk driver. I wasn't gonna lose my best friend the same way.
Deej, I'm sorry. I know, I made an idiot out of myself last night. I didn't know how to talk to those frat guys. But after a couple of drinks, I started to loosen up. For the first time in my life, I felt cool.
Well, Kimmy, they called you a lot of things at that party, but cool wasn't one of them.
Well, Deej, how come you weren't nervous?
Are you kidding? I was a wreck. I was talking to this really cute guy, and he kept smiling at me. And then I looked down, and I realized that my elbow was in the clam dip.
Oh, man, I would have been so humiliated.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my finest moment. But in some weird way, it broke the ice, and we were laughing about it.
So the trick to staying calm is to keep your elbow in the dip?
The trick is to remember that everybody is nervous. And it's a lot easier to handle if you stay in control.
I'm glad one of us did. Thanks, DJ.